dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and our Friday features have begun. We start off with You Big Dummy! Yeah. This is when we take real news stories about real dumb people who do real dumb stuff. We read them, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. So let's begin. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A man accused of stealing a motorized shopping cart was pulled over after a low-speed getaway. A battery-operated cart with a basket mounted behind the handlebars has a top speed of 1.9 miles per hour. Authorities say the accused is charged with felony theft for attempting to take the cart early Tuesday from a Safeway store in Fairbanks. Police say they stopped the man following a 10-minute joyride that consisted mostly of him trying to leave the expansive store parking lot.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Okay, so this next story was sent to us by multiple people. Now, we already had our reader lined up, and since we're not going to be off, we're going to be back only in a few weeks. We wanted to read it this morning. So thanks to Jeff, Tim in Batavia, Ken, Carolyn, Rebecca, and Lake Geneva Dan. Thank you guys very much for this submission. A man shot himself in the penis after robbing two people at a business Tuesday morning in the West Pullman neighborhood. Just after 6 a.m., the man robbed two employees of their cell phones, wallets, and cash at the original Maxwell Street Polish on 116th Place, according to Chicago police. As the employees handed their goods to the robber, dollar bills fell on the floor. The man picked them up and began to exit location, putting the gun in his waistband. As the man was running away, he shot himself in the penis, police said. The man called 911 a short time later, was brought to Christ Medical Center, and then taken into custody. When you start a story with man shot himself in the penis, that, you know, that's a pretty good lead.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
That one cracks me up every single time. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Our reader this week is the Hawk of May. For being our reader, he gets himself a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Hawk of May.
This is Hawk of May for You Big Dummy. An Arizona man burned his home down after trying to kill spiders with a blowtorch. Tucson Fire responded to a 911 call at around 9:19 p.m., reporting smoke and flame. It took 23 firefighters 11 minutes to put out the fire. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. However, fire officials suspect the fire was started by the use of a propane torch to burn spiders. The owner in question was apparently trying to rid his home of them and some spider webs he had found. A woman sustained minor injuries while being rescued from the home, though no other injuries were reported. The Red Cross is providing help to the home's two residents. And now, back to you, Nick.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. in my dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy four. A St. Louis man is feeling pretty, 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 pretty miffed over a recent traffic ticket. In an incident of life imitating art, computer programmer Scott Smith said he was ticketed for honking his horn at a police officer. Smith told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that he repeatedly honked at the officer in an unmarked car Friday because the light had turned green and the officer wasn't moving. He was pulled over and used his cell phone to record the heated exchange with the plainclothes officer, who asked, "Is your horn stuck?" And then Smith replied with, "Is your brake stuck?" Smith was ticketed for excessive noise from a vehicle. He plans to file a formal complaint. In the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, Larry David's character was ticketed for honking at a police car at a stoplight. That's outstanding. That's just outstanding. By the way, that episode was hilarious, too. What's in this episode, it wasn't an undercover cop. It was an actual cop car, and Larry David honked at him. And the cop came out and said, "That's a very aggressive horn. That was a very aggressive beeping."
Dummy! Dummy!
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. The Edgewater Police Department have located a man suspected of public urination, vandalism, and poor karate skills. According to the police department's Facebook page, John H. Johnson... Oh, come on, man. John H. Johnson urinated in the parking lot of a Marathon gas station, committed vandalism when he kicked a nearby motorcycle, and then left a woman in a dark-colored Ford F-150. Edgewater police then posted still photos from the gas station security cameras onto official Facebook page, asking for help in identifying either of the two individuals. They updated the post a few hours later, announcing that Johnson had been identified and would be charged accordingly. Edgewater police's original post on the crime made certain to note that they ruled out, quote, Ralph Macchio, a.k.a. the Karate Kid, as a suspect due to the man's very unimpressive kicking posture. We should vote after the news. Yeah. Okay. We're going to vote after the news. There you go. We'll do a little recap. There's your dummies of the week. Good week. And thank you to our reader, Hawk of May, and to the people who submitted the shot in the penis story, as we will now refer to it. Okay, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, then after the news, we'll wrap up you, Big Dummy, and get into Straight Outta Context. Yeah. Dummies. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Yeah. Our regular Friday features have commenced. We've got Fly Jams Friday coming up. And we also have Straight Outta Context and Nick D Show Spies. And we're going to celebrate Vic's birthday. Vic Vaughn, happy birthday to Vic Vaughn this morning. 312-981-7200 for talk and text and fly jam requests. There you go. All right, so we heard all of the dummy stories before the news, and now we have to give you a little recap, and then we're going to vote on who is the biggest dummy. Vic is busy in the newsroom, so just the three of us will vote. So let's do a little recap. The dummy who tried to get away in a motorized grocery cart going 1.9 mile per hour for 10 minutes. The dummy who shot himself in the penis during a robbery. The dummy who set fire to his home trying to get rid of spiders with a blowtorch. The dummy who honked at a cop at a stoplight. And the dummy who karate kicked a motorcycle but clearly isn't Ralph Macchio. Okay. Dan, where are you going to go on this one?
You know, up until I appreciate everybody sending a number two, but I can't even fathom that, so I can't go there. so it comes down to dummy number one and dummy number five. With dummy number one, I mean, that's 10 minutes on that thing. And
I know.
At some point, you got to be like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. And the fact that he couldn't get out of the parking lot, too.
Right. But the Karate Kid reference, I think, puts it over the top for me. So
okay.
I will go dummy number five.
You're going dummy number five. Okay. Esmeralda.
Mind you, the one with the spiders and the blowtorch, he's not a dummy. I would have done, if I have a blowtorch, I would have done the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I lit my house on fire. I'm sorry. I have to go with the guy who shot himself.
Shot himself in the penis.
Yep.
Wow.
Come on.
All right. Yeah, well, I mean, clearly he's a dummy. There's no question about that. Yeah, I'm torn. See, man. Yeah. I think I got to agree with Esmeralda. The guy shot himself in his penis.
It's like, what is it on The Simpsons? Man gets hit by football in groin?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's always funny.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not fun. I don't think that's
funny. Well, sorry.
I don't think that's funny at all. But it's dumb. Really dumb. So, all right, there you go. A dummy who shot himself in the penis. You know. There you go. That's definitely the headline of the week. I can tell you that much. All right, so there's your dummies, and we'll do it again in a couple of weeks because I'm off until after Thanksgiving. I'll be on Monday and Tuesday of next week, and then I'm off till after Thanksgiving. Okay, let's get back to our basics. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, board, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. Straight out of context. You know this. This is when you listen to this radio station, and please participate. When you listen 24/7, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle and it sounds dirty, jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. Are we ready to begin, Dan?
We are. Okay. We shall begin with Eric. He heard this one of Steve Bertrand.
This could be the start of something big.
Sounded like that was during his newscast, too.
It was.
Okay.
Katrina submitted this one of Rokan.
Mark Sapelsa is going to do it with us.
All right.
Another one of Ro from Laura in the 815.
It's so gooey down there.
Oh, come on now. Come on. All right.
Doug in the Quad Cities emailed this one of Roger Badish.
I know there's a lot of small ones in Chicago.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Tom at Bartlett sent in this one of Rokan.
And then when she went down.
All right.
Brian J. heard this one of you.
Me? That's impressive, and that's real deep. What?
Goodness.
What was I talking about?
Maybe the next one will be a
clue. Oh, okay.
Another one of you from Brian J.
It's not really that big. Like, when you see it, you're just kind of like, oh, is that it? Oh, man. All right, it was Statue of Liberty we were talking about. Okay, that was the Statue of Liberty. It was that whatever that body of water, if you stack two Statues of Liberties on top of each other or something like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Mark submitted these of Dean Richards, Dave Schwann, and Sam Paniatovich.
Know your melons. I can't wait.
I will know my melons.
Here's a melon cheat sheet. Okay, what's going on with the melons? Because we had last week, we had a bunch of melons. Esmeralda, you missed it last week. There was a long series of melon mentions on Dean Richards' show.
People love melons.
Yeah.
412.
Yes.
Tim, Paul, Doug from the Quad Cities, and Brian J. heard this exchange between Esmeralda and you.
I mean, it looks really big.
Yeah. And it was sloppy.
Come wow.
On. Come on, man. That was good. That was a good one. I got to say, that was a good one.
Another one of Esmeralda from Tim, Doug in the Quad Cities, and Brad.
But it's like a thick one.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back, Esmeralda.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Doug from the Quad Cities also submitted this one of me. Firm is how I would describe it.
Good for you, Dan.
Thanks. Harold and Brandon from Rockford bring us this one from Patty Vasquez.
This is the hardest thing I think you've ever put in your mouth.
Come on now. Seriously, come on. Good Lord. All right.
Wild Bill emailed this one of Esmeralda.
I got the do-do-do-do part. Yeah, I've always managed to have that.
That's good. That's good. Boy, Esmeralda, you're coming back pretty fiercely here after being on vacation.
Guns a-blazing.
Exactly. Wow. All right.
Margaret on the north side sent in this one of Steve Cochran.
I have a big microphone.
I have no idea why I find that so funny. Sorry. That's very, I don't know why that struck me as so funny. All right.
Eric and Patrick from Joliet heard this exchange between Steve Cochran and Ryan Burrow.
I've got him turned on here.
Got me turned on.
Oh, man. All right.
George submitted this one of Rokan.
Our hands are busy.
Oh. All right.
Johnsburg AJ emailed this one of Dave Ennett.
Yeah, you better hope you get it.
Okay.
Brad sent in this one of Anna DeVlantes.
But it was so long.
Right.
Let's be honest. It was so long.
Jeez. Okay.
Never already heard this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
They seem very narrow.
Yeah, I guess you get used to it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. What were we talking about?
Your, cowboy boots.
Oh, cowboy boots, right. Okay.
Tanker Bob submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
I really wanted to do it.
Yeah. Should we break or we?
We only got three more. So we'll
wrap it. Okay. We'll keep it going.
Brian and Harold bring us this one of Rokan.
I just want to suck on it.
Oh, come on. Oh, man. Okay.
Our own Vic Vaughn emailed this one of Esmeralda.
Dude's hitting it.
What was that?
That was I'm not sure. Something about hitting it.
Oh, is that? Oh.
Dude's bars. Hitting it.
He was hitting it. Okay.
Dude's hitting it.
Dude's hitting it.
Thanks, Vic Vaughn.
Thank you. Birthday boy Vic Vaughn with the filthy ears.
And finally,
yeah.
Brandon from Rockford sent in this. Esmeralda and you.
Oh.
You can go as long as you want with that kind of stuff because.
If it's good. Oh, my God.
Wow. You came with, like, the one-liners in there.
Oh, man. What happened? Did you just get filthy during your vacation and just came back and just let it spew all over the place? Oh, man. I don't even know. You know, welcome back, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
Very impressive. No lose this week.
You know, we had a couple submissions. There was a problem with the audio, so I couldn't use them, unfortunately.
Oh.
So, yeah,
but he was here in spirit.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple while you were away, Esmeralda.
Oh.
We had a few Lou.
Some good ones?
Yeah.
Oh. All Lou.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, keep your ears peeled for filth, because it's everywhere. And, okay. We're going to take a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. When we come back, it's time for Nick D Show Spies. All right.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey, after the 4:30 news, we're going to be celebrating Vic Vaughn's birthday. Our good buddy and news dude, Vic Vaughn, celebrates his birthday this morning. We've got some special stuff to celebrate with him for his birthday. And then Fly Jams Friday is going to commence in a couple of minutes. We also have a Blackhawks Express to play. It's an unfortunate Express. They haven't been playing very well either. It's pretty bothersome. But we've got to do Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
Two clips this week. Our spies were Brian, Tim, and Peter in Decatur. Steve Cochran and Dean were talking movies, and you were brought up.
I actually like best this week the Woody Harrelson movie in which he plays Lyndon, President Lyndon Johnson.
I talked to Nick about this yesterday. As much as I love Bryan Cranston in All the Way, the incredible HBO movie about Johnson, am I going to be able to get by that and enjoy Woody Harrelson's performance?
Well, if you didn't like it because of Bryan Cranston.
No, I loved it because of Bryan Cranston.
Oh. Oh. All right. That's cool. Yeah, the Bryan Cranston, I didn't get to see the LBJ with the Woody Harrelson. But Woody Harrelson's been busy, man. Jeez. Okay.
And our final clip is a quick one from Patty. After a show earlier this week, she decided to head to a bar for a nightcap and was trying to listen to our show, and then some dude kept bothering her.
I was actually trying to listen to Nick and Ez last night while I was at the bar. I had my earpiece in listening to the show. I was trying to have my martini, listen to the rest of the show, and then go home. But, yeah, this guy wanted to come over and talk to me about my braids.
Okay. So she goes to a bar and listens to the radio? Wow.
I would do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, just go have a drink, sit in the corner, just relax and whine. Listen to us.
I don't, this seems weird to me. But, hey, anytime anybody listens to this show makes me happy. You could be in any place, bar, you could be in a barn, you could be in a hut, on a plane, on a train, in Spain, in the rain, doing cocaine. I don't know.
We do not endorse.
We do not endorse doing cocaine. You know, I got a plaque outside. Did you know that, Dan? In the sidewalk out there, I have a plaque. It says Nick DiGilio, radio legend. Did you know that?
Ignore that white stuff around it.